be able to get to go. Like, otherwise, I don't know why, when I would have this opportunity to even visit, to visit there.
Yellowknife.
Yes.
Please take all the photos on your socials. We will be sharing the socials in just a minute, guys. So just hang tight. But I think that that's super awesome. I love meeting people that are making the trip out up north.
Yes.
And stuff, you know, and doing that. Okay. So one of the things I like to talk about on Beats and Eats is food.
Yes.
And I am curious, do you cook much?
I'm so bad at cooking.
Okay, it's all good.
But my boyfriend cooks for me all the time. He's fantastic.
Okay, so tell me some, what are some of the favorite things that he's made?
Yes.
That it kind of was like showstopper.
Yeah, when you asked me about this before we went on the air, and especially with traveling, like what's your thing when you're traveling?
Yes,
we're on a quest to find the breakfast sandwich.
Love a breakfast sandwich.
Yeah. So he's been experimenting a lot. I like a classic apemil with, and I want some sort of like a marmalade or something kind of sweet amidst the rest. So I went to this morning, oh my gosh, Livio, I think, in Vancouver. My friend suggested to me, or Livia.
Yeah.
Livio, maybe. See?
Well, don't worry. Send me a DM.
Oh, yeah, I will. Yes. Breakfast sandwich?
Yes.
Good. Not my bag, totally, because it didn't have that sweetness, but still, I liked it.
Okay. I love that. Okay. So I love that you said sweetness, because I am Jamaican Canadian. And one of the things that I like to make is a chutney. I like to do like a mango chutney in the summertime. And then in the winter, I do an apple pear chutney with ginger.
That is wild.
Add that to a chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
You're living your life.
Yeah. You know? I love this so much. Give me your recipe and I'll give it to my boyfriend.
I will. I swear. It's so easy to make. He will love it. It's so easy. Okay. So aside from breakfast sandwiches, are there any things that you like to eat on the road?
Oh.
Or like to try to find?
I think like chicken sandwiches to me, also like a Nashville chicken or just like a general take on a chicken sandwich
is
a fried chicken is the thing. And then I think also just, I think like the quest for kind of a clean, like simple thing, because I don't like my digestion, I think a lot of women actually like is so all can be all over the place, honestly, depending on your cycle and what, or stress. So it's like I'm always searching for the options of just like, here's a simple like a salad or like a, I don't know, something chill that is just gonna like nourish me, give me energy, protein, but like not mess me up.
Because you have things to do. I don't know.
And I'm always, and you're a musician, like you always have this like anxiety burst through your body. So it's like, I just want to know there's something where it's not going to contribute to my anxiety problems.
100%. No, that is so good to point out. Also to like aspiring artists, right? Who are going down the musician path. Those are things to consider. I've been put down by things that I ate and I'm not performing, guys. So I can't even imagine having something, doing a set, and your stomach is talking all the things.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Like cramping, like, oh, just the threat of it is just enough. Yeah, it totally, because the point of performing is you're supposed to be like so in the moment. Like,
absolutely.
You know, that's when it is the best possible thing. So if you're experiencing something in your body, that's like constantly ripping you out of the moment that you're connecting with the people in the audience.
Okay, so a couple more questions before we listen to more music and we say sadly goodbye. Okay, you come from a large family, and I'm sorry, I have to have you share this if you don't mind with the peeps.
Yeah, of course.
How large is your family?
Yes, there's 10 kids. Okay, Leslie, Matt, Dale, Derek, Tim, Bethany, Kevin, me, Rachel, Kayla.
Oh, M to the G. Okay, as a person, like I said, we were chatting about this in the break. I'm a mom of three, and I was just like, I hardly sometimes remembered all of their names. I had to run through all of it. You ran through your siblings like nobody's business.
Yeah. There's something wrong because I've been asked so much.
That is so wild. Okay, so what was it like?
Yeah, it was, it's incredible. Like, really, it's something where if I was born in a different generation or had way more money, I probably would have like a crazy big family, because, you know, it's the worst. And because of that, it is the best. Like, I've learned so much about other people, and like the patience that I have is, you know, for different personalities, you know, like even understanding. I have one brother who is like, he is a truck driver, and like he, you know, he is the stereotype of like really hard to communicate with, but like I understand, I can sense like if he's anxious about something. Sorry. And like I really appreciate having that insight to bring into other relationships in my life. Mm-hmm. And also like we experienced grief, and you know, my mom passed away almost 5 years ago now.
Right.
And it was, and I can't even imagine being from a small family, because she was the person who held us all together. Mm-hmm. And the only reason we're still together is because there's so many of us, and we have this like extremely unique shared experience.
Yeah.
And so with that, like a way to support each other. And so really that experience too has brought us closer, thankfully.
I love it. Thank you so much for, you know, like digging deep. It allows for people who are listening and just, you know, meeting you kind of for the first time to get connected. Mm-hmm. And I feel like connection is what helps to, you know, attract new people to your music and your sound and stuff like that. So thank you for that. Okay, so couple more questions. The second last question I've got for you is, what's next after touring? So after mm-hmm. you hit Yellowknife, what do you think you'll be doing after that?
Yeah, so this summer for me, I'm playing one more festival at the end of August at in Owen Sound mm-hmm. in Ontario at Summer Folk Music Festival.
Nice.
So I played there last year and then got asked to come back this year on the
okay.
main stage, which is awesome.
Okay, main stage.
Pretty cool. I'm going to be open for Jane Sibbery, no big deal. So that's super exciting. And then I'm finishing up a record that awesome. I got, thankfully. Thank you, Canada Council for the Arts and Ontario Arts Council.
Love.
They're helping fund this my debut full-length record.
Oh my gosh,
which
that's
is
incredible.
Crazy. Yeah.
Oh my gosh,
so.
I can't wait to have it sent our way, because
yes, I will.
Yeah, I just want to let everybody know, like, I stumbled on Rebecca Hawker because we had some of her music in the CJSF digital library.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, I played a track on a show and reached out, and here many months
wow.
ago, right?
Yeah.
And here
yeah.
here we are live on air. So I love that. Okay, how can we connect with you so that we can mm-hmm. stay up to date with some of the things that you've got going on, and, you know, connect with some of your past music?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I think probably the best way, my preferred way, is a mailing list.
Hey.
I think lots of independent artists.
Control.
You know?
You get to have control.
Totally. Yeah. One-to-one marketing. And so it's really easy to sign up for that. You just go to my website, Rebecca Hawker, R-E-B-E-K-A-H, Old Testament spell, Hawker like the bird, .com. And there's a little pop-up where you can just put in your email. And that, yeah, that's really the best way. I send those out monthly, and it's all the dates coming up. It's some little, you know, artsy fartsy musings, what I'm listening to, reading, and then of course, like, socials on Instagram. I would say I'm the most active and sharing with people there what's going on too.
Love that. And I will ensure that I put links in
Yay.
The show notes today, so
Please.
That it makes it easy for people who might be out in these rainy streets
yes.
to be able to connect proper.
Yes.
So stay tuned for that, because it will be uploaded on the CJSF.ca website in almost had a hot minute in a few moments.
I feel like that's my fault, because I messed it up earlier. Now I'm tripping you up.
Rebecca, you have been a pleasure. I want to thank you so much for joining me today. I wish you all the best in your travels, and have an awesome show tonight at the Heatley, 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. $15 cover, so that's not crazy.
Easy.
You know, it's easy peasy. And again, I'll have the link for that in the show notes. We are going to play a couple more tracks from you. And then after that, I have a guest today chatting about the Coquitlam Pride Festival. So stay tuned for that. But basically, we're going to hear Round of Fools, I think, and then
yay.
Catch You.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
so again, Rebecca, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Oh,
this
my gosh.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
I count 7 days.
Oh, that's so.
Since last Saturday, I've been keeping them like they're my sobriety chips. I count 7 days. Wish I could skip away. It'd be better than waiting, wondering. Drift away. If I can't care for them, then what's the point of holding on to you? You're so bright, and I'm so blue. You're so tired, and I'm still. Maybe I could catch you.
Who Doesn't Love Music? Join the weekly discussion at the CJSF Record Club with other music aficionados checking out new releases and forgotten classics, exploring and learning about genres and loving music. Every Thursday at CJSF Burnaby from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. Listen, learn, and share.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to Beats and Eats on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting in Burnaby, BC, on the unceded Coast Salish territories. And as I mentioned before the break, I have a guest in store with me today. I'm really excited to welcome Alex Cadillac, board member of Tri-Cities Pride Society. And welcome to Beats and Eats. Alex, how are you?
I'm doing all right. Thank you very much for having me, Nicole.
Absolutely. Mm. Now, I would love to first start off talking about an event that's happening on Saturday, July 4th, and it is the Coquitlam Pride. Mm-hmm. So could you tell me a little bit about the event and maybe like what folks could expect if they're attending?
Sure. So Coquitlam Pride is happening on Saturday, July 4th. 12 to 5 at Lafarge Lake, or more accurately at the Evergreen Cultural Center and the Town Center Park Community Center. So this is like literally right next to the Lafarge Lake Douglas SkyTrain station. Like, you get off the train, you walk down, you go 100 feet, and we're right there. So it's a very accessible venue.
Love that.
We're a relatively small pride. This is our fourth year running, third that we've been organizing it. We try to keep it like very, well, for myself, sorry, I'm Alex, I'm they, them, so I'll just say those are my pronouns. For myself, I'm disabled. A lot of our board members are also disabled, living with disabilities. Mm-hmm. We try to create a pride that is very accessible, that is not like a very sort of like loud festival thing, though it is not to say that it is not a high energy event at some points, but we've created a lot of different aspects to it that are very different from a traditional Pride festival. So we do have a very large vendor section that is much more orientated towards local queer artisans.
Nice.
And crafters and people who are making things themselves. We have very few corporate or large businesses present at the festival. It's mostly community groups and artisans. We have a crafting and activities area where some of our local groups have been presenting crafts that people can do for free. You just like come in, sit down, you can make something.
Love.
We have a board game lounge actually organized by Quest Central in Coquitlam, or
nice.
Port Coquitlam. I'm not sure their exact address. So you can literally just like come down and play some board games with your friends.
Love that.
We're doing a scavenger hunt this year, so you can go around to different tables and like fill out a little a booklet to turn in for a chance to win some prizes that have been donated by our local artisans. We do have some like live music. We also have a lot of workshops that we're doing throughout the day. So we have in the Evergreen Cultural Center, there's the theater.
Yes.
So you can actually go down and listen to people talk about their different experiences and offer some different panels and expertise. I think we have a dance workshop.
Nice.
We have like a drag makeup workshop that's happening.
Love it.
We have someone talking about their experience going through medical transition. Mm. And we have a short film followed by discussion as well. So that's an opportunity, you know, just like sit down and quiet and the cool kind of and like, but still be a part of the Pride celebration overall.
Nice.
I think we've got a couple other things I'm trying to think of, but those are like sort of our
main activities.
No, that's
a lot. That's a lot. That's more than what I would have even anticipated happening, right? So that is incredible. Could you tell me like exactly where in Coquitlam it would be?
So it's Lafarge Lake. So it is like the end of the Millennial Line. Yeah. So it would be just a little bit past Coquitlam Center.
Okay.
Up Pine Tree Way. Yeah. If you know where City Hall is, or Town Center, it's like kind of kitty corner, right diagonal across from that main intersection of Guilford and Pine Tree Way.
Love that. And then what time do the festivities sort of start and end?
Yeah, 12, we doing our Indigenous welcome and opening ceremony. We do a short walking parade up the street and kind of loop back in, and then our music starts. We do have a couple of different live performances by local artists as well as karaoke at the end of the day.
Love it.
Yeah.
All right.
And it should go to 5. And then after that, actually, Evergreen is hosting sort of an after dance party.
Oh, nice.
Which goes from 5 to 8, I think it is.
Nice. So it's a full day,
yes,
incredible event. I love to hear that. And before I let you go and stuff like that, are there other events happening as well, like, or is this the last pride for the
We do have one more event after this, so we're doing the Port Coquitlam Pride Festival or Pride celebration that they have. That one's not organized by us, but we do participate, and you can kind of bling out your pride gear as an activity booth that we're hosting there.
Love that.
As well as we do have like a lot of different events that we host throughout the year, so we're not just a pride society in the traditional, like, our only thing that we do is like the Pride Festival. Like, we do a lot of different events throughout the year. So we have the last Wednesday of the month, we do a Queers and Beers at Parkside Brewery in Port Moody.
Nice.
We do a reading group, a book club. I think that's second Thursday of the month. Details are on our website.
Love.
We do a walking group twice a month around Lafarge Lake. So this is an opportunity to literally just like gather in a spot with some of your local community members and walk around.
Nice.
And we do have a youth committee as well that meets once a month. Though the dates and times, you need to kind of reach out to get those.
Okay.
It's an opportunity just for youth to connect with each other and like talk to some older queer members of the community. And they actually help a lot with organizing our Pride Festival. The only reason Coquitlam Pride happens at all actually is because a local GSA had reached out to the city of Coquitlam, attended one of their meetings, and said, like, it's not feasible or responsible to ask us to go all the way into Vancouver for a pride. Like, we deserve to have pride here locally.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so, like, we credit a lot of what we do to the fact that youth spoke up and asked for what they needed, and we've all come together to help make that.
I love that. Now, for those who want to get more information, I'll include the website, but it is tricitiespride.ca. So I'll put that in the show notes so that it's really easy to connect. But are you also on like other social media?
Yeah, so we're on Instagram and Facebook, I think, is our main sort of social media. Mm-hmm. We do also have a newsletter.
Awesome.
That's a great way to sign up. We send out kind of like one or two a month, usually just saying like, hey, this is what's been going on. This is what's coming up. We also have like a volunteer mailing list. We are still looking for some last minute volunteers for Coquitlam Pride. So if anybody's got some free time this weekend and wants to help out, you can all find that through like our socials and our website as well.
Awesome.
But yeah, like, our website has a bunch of resources and different listings on the events that we have coming up. We often attend other local events, and we'll just like table and give people an opportunity to talk to us and ask about what they're interested in or tell us what they need. But yes.
Love that. Okay. Thank you so much, Alex. Like, so informative. Again, I'm going to include the website so that you can get more information, because, again, I know sometimes you're out in the streets or you might be driving and unable to kind of connect right away. So I'm going to make sure that I put the website link there. Coquitlam Pride is happening on Saturday, July 4th, just around the corner, guys. Like, can you believe it? So I hope that the community comes out to support and have a good time.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not going to be too much, but it's also going to be a fun vibe.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're growing a lot as well, you know, and like our main goal in this is always to create a space that people as a community can come together and have a good time. And I think we've done that pretty well to create a space that can happen.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much again, Alex, for joining me. And I can't believe we're like up near the end of the show. I want to thank everybody for listening to this really jam-packed show today of Beats and Eats. Again, I'm your host, Nicole. You can connect with Beats and Eats on Instagram. The handle is Beats and Eats BC. Or you can always send a text to 778-782-2573 to just let us know if you like what you're hearing and all of the things. Next up is a open mic show with Sebastian. But before I go, I am going to play us out with Virgin Prudes with their track, Eat the Beat.
Yeah.
listening to CJ.